Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Many people in this country do not hold the Supreme Court in high regard. A ruling Tuesday will reinforce that. The justices are allowing Texas to arrest and deport people suspected of being in the U.S. illegally.
The Supreme Court's conservative majority granting Texas that green light for now to enforce its controversial immigration law. In a 6-3 order, the High Court rejected a request by the Biden administration to intervene and place the law, SB4 as it's called, on hold while it is challenged in the lower courts.
ABC's Terry Moran. Late word, a separate appellate-level panel issued an order again preventing Texas from enforcing the law. A South Korean oil and chemical tanker, the Kyoyung Sun, capsized off the coast of Japan's Mutsure Island. Seven crew members are missing. In Seoul, South Korea, the start of the Dodgers-Padres baseball game was delayed by an emailed bomb threat. Police found no explosives at the ballpark. This is ABC News. From the Good Deeds file, billionaire philanthropist Mackenzie Scott, Jeff Bezos' ex, announced she's gifting $640 million to 361 small nonprofits that responded to her open call for applications, more than double what she had initially pledged to give away. This hasn't happened in over two centuries. Brood 13 cicadas, which emerge every 17 years, and cicada brood 19, which pops every 13 years, are arriving at the same time.
Ah, spring. The birds are back. The flowers are back. But for the first time in centuries, billions of cicadas are also about to be back. Yay.
17 and 13 doesn't overlap too often.
As entomologist Dr. Frank Krell was alluding to there, in a few weeks, the brood of cicadas that emerges every 13 years and the brood that emerges every 17 years are going to pop out of the ground at the same time, which last happened in 1803.
ABC's Danny New. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote, because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss had some harsh words for the organizers of the attempt to kick him out of office. He spoke about the recall effort at a WisPolitics luncheon Tuesday.
You call these organizers whack jobs.
Yep.
Morons. Who else do you think are whack jobs and morons?
It's a pretty small number, but the people who did this, whack jobs and morons.
While the petitioners failed to get enough signatures to trigger a recall election under Voss's current maps, they may have enough under his new maps. The state Supreme Court is deciding which maps they need to use and are asking for arguments from all sides to be filed by Thursday. Marquette University plans to cut $31 million from its budget over the next 7 years. That's about 7% of its operating budget. Campus officials blame a drop in traditional student enrollment and the growing need for financial aid. They say program offerings, organizational structures, and campus facilities are all on the table. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Brewers get past the Angels. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 4-3 win over the Angels in spring training. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked how their top prospect, outfielder Jackson Trio, is doing.
He's definitely one of the guys, no question about it, but he's got a ways to go. You know, like, he's really young. He's really talented. There's a lot on him, but he brings it every day. He loves baseball. He's going to figure it out.
The Journal Sentinel reports the 20-year-old Trio is expected to start opening day, making him the youngest Brewer ever to do so since the kid, Robin Yount, 50 years ago in 1974 at the age of 18. NFL Packers backup left tackle Yash Nyman signing a 2-year deal with the Carolina Panthers. Nyman lost the job to Rasheed Walker last season. College hockey, the Wisconsin Badgers women's hockey team headed back to the Frozen Four Friday night when they face Colgate, the game to be held in New Hampshire, face off at 6:30. The Wisconsin women looking to repeat as national champions. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear and a blustery northwest wind for us here in the overnight, with lower teens expected by daybreak. Mostly sunny skies Wednesday, highs in the upper 20s. More clouds on the way Wednesday night. Snow chances increasing Thursday afternoon. Currently 29 degrees.
Hey everybody, Todd Allbaugh, noon to 2 on Wednesday. Pat Kreitlow, Trey V. Olson join me to talk about a three-way blender in our ride into spring.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of the program. I wrote an op-ed about this a couple of weeks ago, but it has expanded. And now Rolling Stone has just published a piece about it. Justin Glaw, G-L-A-W-E, is the author. He was on MSNBC last night. I believe he was on Rachel's show. What's happening is there is this plan. And now the Rolling Stone article doesn't lay out this kind of second half of it, which I'm going to tell you about. But what Rolling Stone is pointing out is that all across the country, actually in swing states. I mean, they don't care about Mississippi and they don't care about California because they know Mississippi's going to elect Republicans and California's going to elect Democrats. But in the swing states, in Arizona, in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, in Wisconsin, in Ohio, in Indiana, not so much Indiana, but in the swing states, what we're seeing is what looks like and have been watching now for 3 years, what looks like dress rehearsals for this fall, which is where local election officials who are at the bottom of the chain of command, as it were, for certifying elections. But if a local official refuses to certify a local election, that means those votes just don't get counted. They don't get moved up to the county level or from the county level up to the state level. And it just screws up everything, right? And it can prevent certification of the entire state if you do it in a large enough county, like one of the big counties in Georgia, for example. And this is exactly what's happening. Rolling Stone points out a startling number of Republicans have refused to certify election results in recent years, despite their legal obligation to do so. In at least 15 instances since November 2020, local Republican officials in 8 states have refused to certify election results. In Arizona, Colorado, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, New Mexico, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. And these are all states that could go, one way or the other in the presidential election. Republican officials have refused to certify or delayed certification of results for the election of local, state, and national candidates. This is from Rolling Stone. And now, why are they doing this? The why of this, Rolling Stone doesn't get into, other than, quote, create chaos. They mentioned that several times in the article. But as I pointed out a couple months, maybe a month and a half ago, I'm lousy with time, I'm sorry, I have been my whole life. Some while back, I wrote an op-ed pointing out that I have heard from Republicans who I know, or at least two Republicans who I know, from my days living in Washington, D.C., and, people that I've become acquainted with over the years, and also stuff that I'm reading online, that the plan for this fall is to prevent certification of the election, of the Electoral College votes, in enough states that neither candidate reaches 270 electoral votes. Now, here's how it works under the 10th Amendment. If no candidate gets, or excuse me, the 12th Amendment, if no candidate gets 170 votes, that magic threshold, or is it 270 votes, if no candidate gets that, hits that threshold, then the election gets thrown to the House of Representatives, and each state gets one vote. So there'd be 50 votes for president. There are 26 congressional delegations controlled by Republicans, 23 that are controlled by Democrats, and one Pennsylvania that's split 50-50. So if the election gets thrown to the House of Representatives, even if Joe Biden wins by 10 million votes in the popular vote, I mean, he won by 7 million last time around. Hillary Clinton won by 3 million. Al Gore won by 500,000. I mean, even if he wins by 10, 15 million votes, even if he's, you know, 30, 40, 50 points ahead in the Electoral College, if he doesn't hit that magic 270 votes or 170, I believe it's 270. Sean will look it up all. If you don't hit that magic number, then the people's vote doesn't matter at all. The House of Representatives decides the election. This has happened before, by the way. This happened in 1876 in the election with Rutherford B. Hayes and who was the guy he was running against? Hayes ended up president. Samuel Tilden was the guy. It was the Democrat he was running against. And Tilden actually won the election. He had more Electoral College votes, and he had more popular votes. But Hayes ended up president because the thing got thrown to the House of Representatives. And they cut a deal to end Reconstruction. I mean, there's a whole ugly story here. You know, stab black people in the back, and you know, and the Republican becomes president. It's 270 votes. Thank you, Sean. So it also happened with the election of John Adams's son. John Quincy Adams. I believe that was like, what, 1838 or 1836 or whenever it was, in the 1830s. And he became president. He held the office for one term, and then he went back to the House of Representatives because Congress had passed this law saying that you could not mention the word slavery on the floor of the House of Representatives. And John Quincy Adams, after he left the White House, went back to Congress, ran for election, won, went back to the Congress, just so every single day he could stand up and protest slavery in the United States. He did that. I mean, that's a man of integrity. But anyhow, he won the election, even though he didn't win the election, as it were. I mean, he was put into office by the House of Representatives. So was Thomas Jefferson in the election of 1800. So, you know, which, by the way, led to, you know, an amendment to the Constitution, I believe the 12th Amendment. But this is what their plan is, and again last night, whoever was interviewing Justin Glaw, I believe, you know, the Rolling Stone reporter, I believe it was Rachel, did not get to that question of why. How do they intend to game this out? How do they? I'm telling you, this is what they're going to try and do. And by the way, it would be perfectly legal if they can prevent. You know, if they can get a handful of states, arguably even red states. I mean, you know, we're talking about having to get Biden votes, right? So they're trying to knock off the swing states, the ones that could vote for Biden. If they can get a handful of states to be unable to certify their election results because local Republican election officials. I mean, in Georgia, even Democratic areas are controlled by Republican election officials. This was, you know, that law that the Georgia legislature passed 3 years ago. If local election officials refuse to certify the local elections, it echoes all the way up to the state being unable to submit a slate of electors. And what do you get? You get Donald Trump as president. So, number one, I want to put that on your radar. You heard it here first. As I said, I pointed this out a little over a month ago. The article I wrote about it got republished in a few places, you know, in Salon and and Raw Story and Alternate and Common Dreams and whatnot. But it you know, didn't get a lot of attention, frankly. And I think it deserves a whole lot more, what the plan is, because they're not being secret about it. They're not trying to hide it. They're right up front about this. So there's that. There's also Donald Trump yesterday was on Sebastian Gorka's podcast or his talk show, I'm not sure which, and accused Jews who vote for Democrats of hating Israel and hating Judaism, of being disloyal. I have to tell you about that right after this break. It's a shocking story, really.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
15 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with that story and more. More about Trump and Hitler in just a moment. Stay with us.
Broadcasting from the city of Lake Tower.
In touch with you.
Really, but it sounds
this
fun.
This is Lake Air 1260 WLAK.
Amory's Radio Station.
Amory's Radio Station.
Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup, like low energy, skin issues, and digestion problems. Here's the thing. Your dog deserves food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend. It's a premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty, a veterinarian called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. It has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver are the first five ingredients. So dogs naturally love the flavor. When we feed Blue and Chewy Nature's Blend, they just love it. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I just...
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Oh, amazing. Absolutely amazing. So, as I mentioned, Donald Trump, in this interview with Sebastian Gorka, he was asked about American Jews, and he said that, where's the quote? He says, I actually think they hate Israel. Any Jewish person that votes for Democrats hates their religion. They hate everything about Israel, and they should be ashamed of themselves because Israel will be destroyed, end quote. Now, Trump, of course, understands hate. It's the principal motivating emotion that he experiences and has throughout his life. But it's that is, as a starting point, is pretty amazing. But then there's this amazing tweet by Marty Taylor. And in fact, let me just, while I'm on the air here and doing this, while it's, you know, right in front of me and I'm thinking of it, I'm going to retweet this tweet so that you can and follow Marty Taylor. He's the executive director of New Blue USA. He's the president of Nightfly Media. He's a pilot, musician, political and media consultant. And he posted this amazing story to Twitter, or X, or whatever you want to call it. Ixer. And I'm just going to share with you from his some excerpts from his tweet. It's a real Marty Taylor T7 is his Twitter handle. But if you just, I just retweeted it just literally 20 seconds ago. If you look at my Twitter feed, you'll see it right at the top. He says, this is a personal story about Donald Trump, Marla Maples, the Carpet King Bob Shaw, Adolf Hitler, and my wife, Martha. He talks about his wife and what she did for a living. She worked for Ross Perot. She's a computer engineer. And she was working at the time in 1996 at Shaw Industries in Dalton, Georgia. Now, I used to live in Georgia, and I can tell you, you know, Dalton, Georgia is like the carpet capital of the world. And Shaw Industries is the largest carpet manufacturer in the world. And the CEO was a guy at this time in 96 was a guy named Bob Shaw. So now quoting from Marty Taylor, in 1996, Donald Trump has been married to Dalton native Marla Maples since 1993. So Marla Maples came from Dalton, Georgia. Since Marla had family in Dalton, she and Donald Trump visited often. They were seen around town many times, but on this particular visit, Trump was meeting with Bob Shaw for dinner. Shaw invited some of his employees to the dinner at the popular Dalton restaurant, The Depot. My wife, Martha, was one of those employees invited to have dinner with Shaw, Marla Maples, and Donald Trump. It was a dinner she will never forget. As the Trumps ate dinner that night in Dalton, Georgia, Trump decided to change the conversation to his political ideas and where his political theory came from. The first words that got the group's attention was when Trump said, quote, Hitler did some great things and had some great ideas, but he didn't get to finish what he started, end quote. The table grew quiet as Shaw and his startled employees threw furtive glances at one another. All were hoping that maybe Trump was drunk or kidding. But his glass only held Diet Coke, and the look on Donald Trump's face was deadly serious. He was not kidding. This is what Trump believed then and believes now. As Trump continued to regale the now silent table with his admiration of Adolf Hitler and how he thinks America needs to be more like Nazi Germany, his wife, Marla Maples, tried to mitigate the words that were coming out of her husband's mouth. Oh, Donald, you don't believe all that. Stop it. Marla turned to Bob Shaw and said, Donald keeps that book by Hitler beside our bed. It's the only thing he ever reads. And he watches tapes of Hitler's speeches, but I don't think he believes all that stuff. Yes, I do, Marla, Trump said as he waved his hands to dismiss his wife. And America would be a lot better if we had someone like Hitler in charge. As the evening went on, Trump continued with his lavish praise for Adolf Hitler and the Nazis. When anyone tried to disagree or question him, they were shut down by a loud and obnoxious Donald Trump. My wife, Martha, and other Shaw employees have all verified the facts and conversation at the depot in Dalton that night. And there's more to the tweet. I excerpted from it for brevity here on the air. And like I said, you can find it over on X under my name or under my feed. So pretty amazing. This is Donald Trump. This is Donald Trump going crazy. So that's the kind of the dark side. Let's go to the light side. I published a piece on Sunday. We publish every Sunday at wisdomschool.com. And this is titled, Can You Change and Save the World by Changing Yourself? And I tell a story of one of my more vivid memories of my childhood. I was 5, 6, 7 years old, something like that, laid in a hammock in the backyard of my parents' house on Cleveland Street in Lansing. And I just had this sudden realization that everything around me was alive. You know, the flowers, the bees, the air. It was like this just being washed over with a feeling of awe and spirit. It was my first spiritual experience, for lack of a better word. And, you know, I describe it at some length in the article. And when you look back on your memories of the last week, the last month, the last year, your entire life for that matter, what you find is like there's this long kind of gray, muddy recollection, and embedded in it are these little crystal clear jewels of memory. You know, why do I remember that one moment laying in that hammock, you know, probably 1956? Why do I remember, you know, sitting in Ms. Hemmer's class when she was describing adenosine triphosphate, diphosphate, and monophosphate? You know, why do I remember these moments? And it turns out that the reason why we have these clear moments of memory is because those are the moments when we've turned off our internal conversation for a moment. When instead of judging or thinking or debating or arguing or trying to understand, we simply are being. We're just being present. And when we're completely present, that's when memory gets laid down. These are really, really powerful moments. And in fact, the goal of most meditative practices, particularly mindfulness, is to get more and more of that more and more frequently. If you really want to get into this, the master of this stuff was Gurdjieff. And Ouspensky's books, Terterium Organatum, The Third Way, and In Search of the Miraculous are just, I read those books when I was 17, 18, 19 years old, and they altered my life. Because it's all about learning to be present. It's just powerful, powerful stuff. And I'll leave it at that. You can read the whole story over at wisdomschool.com. It's right up at the top of the page. How can you change the world by changing yourself?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And with that, I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where despair is not an option.
Connecting from the Mississippi on air, to the Apple, online, points eastward. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM, WLA's radio station.
I really do try to live with a heart-healthy diet and a good exercise routine, and I also love Superbeats Heart Chews. I get daily blood pressure support and just 2 tasty chews a day. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day when I eat my Superbeats Heart Chews. I've been taking them for years. I keep them by the bed, so I see it every night. No, don't forget, they're so convenient to take. I just love that. Superbeats Heart Chews are effective and clinically studied. From Superbeats, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based. No artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Superbeats Heart Chews. Get a free month supply of Superbeats Heart Chews in all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to tomlovesbeets.com. Get this offer exclusively at tomlovesbeets.com. It's T-H-O-M loves B-E-E-T-S.com.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
From the heart of the St. Croix Valley,
we're in touch with you.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Many people in this country do not hold the Supreme Court in high regard. A ruling Tuesday will reinforce that. The justices are allowing Texas to arrest and deport people suspected of being in the U.S. illegally.
The Supreme Court's conservative majority granting Texas that green light for now to enforce its controversial immigration law. In a 6-3 order, the High Court rejected a request by the Biden administration to intervene and place the law, SB4 as it's called, on hold while it is challenged in the lower courts.
ABC's Terry Moran. Late word, a separate appellate-level panel issued an order again preventing Texas from enforcing the law. A South Korean oil and chemical tanker, the Kyoyung Sun, capsized off the coast of Japan's Mutsur Island. Seven crew members are missing. In Seoul, South Korea, the start of the Dodgers-Padres baseball game was delayed by an emailed bomb threat. Police found no explosives at the ballpark. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A former Milwaukee election official is defending herself after she used fake names to order military absentee ballots in 2022. Kimberly Zapata was on trial Tuesday. She said she was exposing gaps in the state's absentee voting system. Zapata was basing those assumptions on proven false conspiracy theories stemming from the 2020 presidential election. She could face up to 3.5 years in prison if convicted. A middle school in Waukesha received a number of bomb threats after being targeted by a right-wing social media account. The account Libs of TikTok slammed the school's assistant principal on X over comments he made about how much say parents should have over education policy. All the threats have been deemed illegitimate, with some coming from other countries. State Superintendent Jill Underlee stood by the school and said that attacks and threats against schools are reprehensible and cannot continue. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear and a blustery northwest wind for us here in the overnight, with lower teens expected by daybreak. Mostly sunny skies Wednesday, highs in the upper 20s. More clouds on the way Wednesday night. Snow chances increasing Thursday afternoon. Right now it's 28.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day,
They're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. Do you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup like low energy, skin issues, and digestion problems. Here's the thing. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, deserve food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. And that's why we love feeding them Nature's Blend premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty. Dr. Marty is the veterinarian called the miracle worker by Forbes magazine. Nature's Blend has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver are the first five ingredients. So dogs naturally love the flavor of Nature's Blend. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. It's drmartypets.com/Tom. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. And, we've covered all our topics for the hour, so let's pick up your calls here. Carlos in Carson, California. Hey, Carlos, what's on your mind today?
Well, you mentioned the oligarchs. You just mentioned the Antichrist, and I think there's a relationship there. If you look at the our various political leaders in different sides of the political spectrum, you got Zelensky, Putin, you got Trump, Kushner, and probably even Netanyahu, and they all have deep relationships with these oligarchs who made a lot of money in their respective countries out of privatization. But there's something even deeper than that. These oligarchs have a very strong relationship with a very mysterious Israeli group called the Chabad Lubavitch, who believe in the end times and the rebuilding of the Third Temple. So my belief is, tying up all these different connections, that all these different people, even though they pretend to be enemies, such as Zelensky and Putin, they're really working towards the end times and a Third World War and the possible rebuilding of the Third Temple. So you see, all these people are working in concert. They're not enemies. They're buddy-buddy behind the scenes, and their objective is to lead us into a Third World War. Biden is also contributing by sending money to Ukraine. He does it in a different way, but it's all part of the same collective plot.
This sounds very much, Carlos, kind of classic anti-Semitism. I mean, it's just classic conspiracy theory that involves the Jews, of course. Yes, there are fundamentalist Jewish sects. In fact, you drive around Israel and you'll see, sometimes in Hebrew, sometimes in English, you know, bumper stickers that say Mashiach now. You know, there are sects that want to, you know, rebuild the temple because they believe that will fulfill prophecy. And of course, the problem of that is that on the Temple Mount, above where Solomon's temple was originally built, is now the Dome of the Rock, which is the Muslim thing. But whether they have any affiliation with Nazi groups in Europe, that's silly. I mean, that's just that's where you go. That's where the anti-Semites go, is like, oh yes, there's this secret cabal that's running the world, and now let's drag Ukraine into this, and let's drag Biden into this, and usually people start out with saying the Rothschilds because it sounds Jewish, you know, and they're wealthy bankers from Europe. But this is just, frankly, Carlos, respectfully, although I don't think the theory actually deserves any respect, that's nonsense. Lee in Evanston, Illinois. Hey, Lee, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, Tom, I hate to tell you this, but he's right. There's a YouTube thing, a document called Wiki Spooks, and basically it lays out all the evidence that the 9/11 was done by Jews.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but this guy is actually right.
God. There we go. Lee, I can't tolerate that. I'm sorry. It's just, you know, you no. 9/11 was not done by Jews. Where's this stuff coming from? It's like, Donald Trump comes out and starts ranting about Jews, and suddenly all the anti-Semites are calling it. It's totally strange. And I've lost my call log, which is really strange. Anyhow, Eugenia in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hey, Eugenia, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I was watching your program maybe last month, and I think it was Ziggy that called in and gave you the brain teaser, when has Trump ever told the truth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He did. He said it in Ohio. You knew I was a snake when you picked me up.
Oh, but he was quoting a story. He wasn't referring to himself.
Yeah, but he said the truth. That's
close
the only
enough.
Thing we got.
You'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
I get it, Eugenia.
And can I add something else?
Sure.
Okay. Because of Obamacare, I survived the Trumpademic.
What do you mean?
The pandemic.
Uh-huh.
I had insurance.
Oh, you got sick and you got the care you needed. Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people are on Obamacare now, and the Republicans are still talking about doing away with it.
You know? I know. I hope they don't.
Yeah, I hope they don't, too. I mean, Trump kept promising that he was going to replace it with something better, but he literally never laid out a plan for what that was. He's campaigned on it, you know, now three times, but he won't tell you what he's going to actually replace it with. What he's going to replace it with is, you know, hey, if you get sick, die quick. I mean, that's the Republican strategy. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Eugenia, thank you. Thank you so much for the call, and thanks for sharing those thoughts with
thank
us.
You.
They were great. Thank you. Lee in Laurel, Mississippi. Hey, Lee, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, good to catch up with you. Last time I was, I got a chance to chat with you. I recommended a miniseries called Exterminate All the Brutes. I don't know if you got a chance to check that out yet.
I recall that, and remind me the topic of it. I don't remember if I watched it or not. I'm sorry.
It's a series by Raoul Peck, who was the director behind the documentary about James Baldwin, I Am Not Your Negro.
Mm-hmm.
And the series is basically a pretty intelligent and thoughtful breakdown of the origins of supremacy itself.
Oh.
And how it kind of has propagated around the world.
I have not watched it yet, Lee. I'm sorry. Thank you for reminding me, and I'll try to check it out.
Yeah, it's great stuff. But that wasn't exactly what I was calling about. I was calling about another movie, man. I wanted to get your thoughts. This movie that's out now, Civil War. And when I first saw they were doing this, I was like, "Come on, we don't need this." And it
is
can't
it out?
Be good, but I'm starting this. I think it's either out or coming out this weekend.
Uh-huh.
And I actually hear the reviews on it are pretty good, that it's not like what you might go into the theater thinking, that it's, you know, red America versus blue America, and that,
right.
But somehow in this alternate reality, California and Texas are a part of a unified front trying to take D.C. back. But my point is, apparently the storytelling is pretty good, and I don't know, I'm just...
Yeah,
kind of curious about your thoughts on the timing of this film, especially in an election year.
You know, I saw the trailer when they released the trailer about, what, 2-3 months ago? And thought, whoa, this looks interesting. So, you know, when it comes out, I'll have to check my my theater app here and see when it comes out. Because when it comes out, I want to go see it. I'm curious.
Yeah, I'm skittish about, you know, seeing, you know, Americans fighting other Americans.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes this stuff can...
Well, hopefully it's a cautionary tale, you know?
Thing that is, well, yeah, but even sometimes even cautionary, like we were telling cautionary tales about what would happen with a Donald Trump presidency, and that didn't stop it from happening.
There you go. Yeah.
That's the thing I'm a little scared of.
Yeah.
I appreciate everything you do, my friend.
Okay. Sean tells me the movie is going to be out April 12th, so it'll be another month.
Okay.
Oh, no, hang on just a second. Nate just said it's in theaters now, so, okay, we're going to double-check this, figure it out. Lee, thanks a lot for the call. From Lee to Lee. Lee in Harwinton, Connecticut. Hey, Lee, what's on your mind today?
How are you doing? I'm calling from Torrington. Can you hear me?
I hear you just fine. What's up?
Oh, excellent. Well, I don't know if you remember... Back in the mid-70s, I think the FCC was involved. They had cases of product placement and subliminal advertising. I don't know if you remember that.
This was, I was in the advertising business in the early 1970s. Vance Packard's book, The Hidden Persuaders, came out, I think, around 67, 68, something in the mid-60s, and created this huge furor. There were a number of studies that were done in the mid-70s trying to find out if there was anything to it, because the original argument was that they were showing too fast to notice pictures of popcorn in theaters, and that was causing people to go buy more popcorn. Fear was that that would then migrate into political advertising. Since then, it's been largely debunked.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and you can easily look it up. There have been at least four major studies trying to find any what they call subliminal effect in any kind of media, and they've been unable to find any actual to verify Packard's Hidden Persuaders book or hypothesis.
Well, that puts me at ease a little bit. But I called a friend of mine in Florida, and we had a normal conversation. It got into politics. And she just kind of lost it. She was just so passionate.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand. It's not normal. It's just not normal.
Yeah. Well, politics is like religion. That. I mean, there are beliefs involved. There is identity involved. There's community involved. These are all things that, as social animals, are intrinsic to who we are and how we think of ourselves in the world and how we position ourselves. And so it shouldn't surprise us that politics can create an enormous amount of passion.
She was angry. I mean,
no, I get it.
Anyway,
yeah.
The other thing is, I hear you talking about greed.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in 300 years, greed will be classified as a disease, which it is. If you take any of the drug tests or the alcohol tests, the questionnaires,
and
substitute the word greed.
Yeah,
I'm
with you. I mean, it's one of the seven deadly sins, right? This goes back thousands of years. So, greed has been acknowledged for a long time. And Donald Trump famously said, I'm greedy. I love money. I am greedy. Lee, thanks a lot for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
46 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the True People's Media.
In touch with the city of Lake, music on the river. We're uniquely Lake Air. 1260 AM, 1260 AM, WLA's radio station. Amory's radio station.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. That's 800-472-8060.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 Player Selection Draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Aaron Genrich.
Maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on, to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare?
It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But like when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
That's, like to a former true. Lover.
I got it a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. This is so why I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Do you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are just awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup, like low energy, skin issues, and digestion problems. Here's the thing. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, deserve food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. That's why we love feeding them Nature's Blends premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty. Dr. Marty is the veterinarian called the miracle worker by Forbes magazine. Nature's Blend has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, the first five ingredients are turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver. So dogs naturally love the flavor of Nature's Blend. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats, just by going to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. 8 minutes before the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Wayne in Roselle, Illinois. Hey, Wayne, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Hey. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
And I love your program.
Thank you.
My question is, you know, Letitia James might be taking over one of Biden's buildings. You know,
let's Trump's, say he, you
mean. They take over Trump Tower. Now there's all sorts of rent. You know, people are renting, and you know, all the maintenance and so forth. With that, who's going to get that money? As far as who's going to get the rent?
I don't know how that works, Wayne. I've never had a property repossessed by the state. I'm not a lawyer, and I think we're all going to be learning at the same time here. And also, I'm guessing probably the laws vary from state to state on exactly, you know, what can be done, how quickly it can be done, and who does it.
Right.
So I don't know the answer. I'm sorry. I'm guessing, though, we'll all find out next week, because Monday's the deadline, isn't it?
Yeah. Essentially, New York will be owners of the building.
Yep.
So I would assume that they should be getting the rent.
Yeah, you would think so. I mean, you know, it makes sense that any of the benefits that derive from the building, although, you know, if the building is running at break even, I mean, there's expenses to running a building as well. Those maybe also become the responsibility of the city or the state, rather. And I don't know if the state can then claw that money back from, you know, go back to Trump and say, okay, we've got your building, by the way.
you owe us for the, you know, for the heat or, you know, whatever. I just, like I said, right. I don't know how that works. But I would be willing to bet that by Tuesday, you and I are both going to know a hell of a lot more about it than we do right now, Wayne.
Excellent. Okay. Thanks a lot for the call.
Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't have an instant answer for you, but we'll find out.
Well, I wanted your opinion on that.
Okay, good talking to you. Diane in Chicago. Hey, Diane, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I'm really mad bad at you, Tom, and all your listeners. Now, the 1968 Democratic Convention is packed. But what about 1996 Democratic Convention? 42nd President William Jefferson Clinton held his Democratic National Convention in Chicago. And it was so peaceful, everybody forgot about it, including you.
Everybody what?
Oh, everybody forgot about it.
I see.
Including you.
Okay.
All right, 68.
And you're mad with me about
Chicago.
This.
Yeah, that's why I'm on a rant.
Okay.
All right.
So what's the point you're trying to make here, Diane?
Stop comparing us to 1968. How about 1996?
Okay, to the best of my knowledge, I didn't compare anybody to 1968. But yeah,
No, your listeners do.
Okay, well.
Your listeners do. I'm ranting at your listeners, not you.
All right, I got it. Diane, thank you very much. Gary in Monroe, Georgia. Hey, Gary, what's on your mind today?
Wow. Hello, Tom.
Hey. What's up, Gary?
If, and I say if, I don't think we're going to, if we lose our democracy as we know it moving forward, mm-hmm. it's going to be for one central reason. And this isn't complicated. We'll lose it. We'll lose our democracy because too many people in America have lost their respect for the rule of law.
I think the cause would be apathy.
Well, they're probably all connected.
Yeah. I don't disagree with that.
So a president, I want to say this, a president isn't elected to do as he pleases. He's elected to do what the people please, but only as the law allows. That's the key point.
Sure.
Only as the law allows. We better wake up. I know I've talked about this. I've called me a one-armed, whatever you want to call it. Greed has no heart ever.
Mm-hmm. I think one-armed paper hanger is the old cliche from the 1930s.
I don't know. I just threw one out
busy
there.
Busy as a one-armed paper hanger. Disabled people. Anyway.
So what's in your gut, Tom, about November of 2024?
I think that Democrats are going to do very, very well. I think you're going to see scattered attempts by Republicans to execute this strategy to prevent the mm-hmm. the counting of ballots.
Okay.
I think you're going to see a lot of voter intimidation. I think there's going to be a lot of nasty stuff going on. But I think at the end of the day, our democracy is going to prevail. Donald Trump is going to be out. And my prediction is that a year and a half from now, Donald Trump is going to be wearing an ankle bracelet. I doubt he'll go to prison, but is going to be a convicted criminal. Gary, I got to run. Thanks for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Amory's radio station.
Wednesday on Up North News Radio, the clean energy jobs of the future are coming to rural America. Wisconsin is no exception.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A federal judge in Jackson, Mississippi.